Yep, I was just going to say a couple things about what is being planned for the reduction of energy consumption in the University Center. Last April, there was an audit completed. It was pretty comprehensive. It was analyzing all of the energy invoices for the building and identifying a bunch of potential energy conservation measures for the building. And so there's a pretty big project in place in the works. Unfortunately, as I understand it, sort of waiting on administrative approval. It was supposed to start this year, but unfortunately, I think it's going to be this summer or next year. The main points are a lot of what the sort of things Jerome talked about. For instance, just replacing lamps, very basic, but has to be done, T12s for T8s. Also, I don't know how familiar some of you are with the lighting in the SMU building, but there are a lot of sort of accent lights that don't do anything. So the idea was to just get rid of them or make them not be, you know, there's lights just hidden by wood. You have that in Leacock too, it's very silly. So sort of get rid of those because it's not really, I don't know, it might have been stylish in the 1970s, but sort of, that'll be done. Let's see, other things like ventilation, for instance, the ventilation system in the kitchen runs 24 hours a day for absolutely no reason, so turn that off. That's an easy one. Also, some more technical things that I don't entirely understand as I'm an art student, but in terms of ventilation, using heat from one, moving heat from one place into another place, exhaust, to make the circulation of heat more efficient in the building. Including ventilation, ventilation in the ballroom and in the kitchen. So just various things like that in order to reduce the amount of energy being used and optimize the energy that is being used. And the idea is that all of these measures, once they're taken next year, will decrease the energy consumption by 22% in the building, which is kind of a lot. And the annual cost to the building is estimated to be reduced by 24%. And then the annual greenhouse gas reduction is supposed to be 567 tons of carbon dioxide. And so the other really big thing that's happening with SMU is related to what that gentleman was saying about, you know, you're in Bronfman, you can't turn off your light, who do you go to? Well, we're going to have a sustainability coordinator hired who has a permanent position in the building. They're not a student, it's a elected position. And so they obviously have a lot of things on their portfolio, but one of them would be, you know, just looking at energy in the building. And so I think it's a really valuable position because it will be a person that you can go to, a person whose job really is to be there and to make all those things happen on a day-to-day basis. So that's about it. Thank you.
Does SSNU have like online a little what you're talking about, like an update, a presentation, what's been done with the audit?
And
in the future?
Well, there's this executive summary I have right here you can look at. The audit is not online, but it's definitely available if you go to the general manager of the building. She has it. In terms of the big plans, I think it's just all within the sort of contract with the company they're doing it with. You can have a look at this if you want. This is like just the report. It's kind of puts a hands on it. But I think it's about that stage. I don't know if there's much more on the website.
Any other questions for Colleen? No? Well, thank you very much.